what to do when the result you're selling or the transformation that you're going through with your clients is not happening for yourself in a moment. And this is a real topic for every coach, trainer, mentor, teacher, leader out there. And it's a very common question that I get from clients who have personal brands or that are in the midst of a transformation or a slower season in their business. And then they're starting to ask themselves, well, who am I to? Dot, dot, dot. Who am I to coach, train, teach on this topic? Because the result that I'm selling or the transformation that I'm going through with my clients, it ain't happening for myself right now. Da-dum. And now I feel like a fraud. Now I feel like an imposter. And now I'm getting myself into this vicious circle of questioning everything. Nicole, please help. What do I do? How do I reframe that? What are my next steps? Okay, so this is going to be a short and very clear and direct podcast episode, and it's something to listen to again and again. First of all, you are a human being. You are not obliged to be the perfect coach, mentor, trainer. For example, I remember it so vividly. I had a colleague once that I used to talk with a lot. Like we were in the same program, in the same mastermind, and it's years ago, and we used to talk and just, you know, exchange thoughts and feelings and what we were going through at that time of our business. And then she said one day, you know what? I'm getting a divorce. And I feel so bad about that. You know why? Because I'm a couples therapist. And I work with couples, like she's a couples therapist and coach. And I'm working with couples, they come to me and they want to know how to save their marriage. And now I'm getting divorced. Like, who am I to be doing this? And then we laughed and we cried and we had such a nice conversation. At the end, she said, Jesus, like, yeah, of course, I still have the authority to coach on that. Like, why wouldn't I? But it's so easy to get caught up in these thoughts, and those thoughts can be super sneaky. So here's what I would do if I was in a lower season and asking myself, God, who am I to be coaching, teaching, or transforming people's lives in this area that I feel that I'm not mastering myself? So first of all, you are absolutely allowed to have different seasons in your life and business. And what I would encourage you to do, and that's one thing that so many women get caught up in. They're like, oh, but if I share my truth, or if I remove the perfect facade, and if I tell my clients that I'm doubting myself, then they will not see me as the authority. That is not true. And now listen very closely. Are you listening very, very closely? Because what your clients want to hear from you is not how perfect you are. That is boring as fuck, for one thing. And also, we know it's not true. You and I have a life. Life is lifing. Things are happening. You are a flawed person just like me. But what your clients want to hear is how you are navigating low seasons yourself. Why? Because that is ultimately the thing that gives you authority in the first place. Like, why the fuck would I be hiring a coach that is not even able to lead themselves through a lower period of their life? That doesn't make sense to me. I do not want to be coached, mentored, taught, I don't know, led by a person who never experienced anything like any dips in their life. That is absurd, because then I wouldn't even know, does this person even have the expertise to lead themselves through a not so good period? Because, and that's ultimately one thing we always forget, that is where the learned, lived experience comes from. That is where you gain the wisdom. You do not gain the wisdom in periods of your life where everything is just perfect, because there's nothing to learn for you there. So what I would be so much more interested in, and really, this is something to write down if you're a coach, mentor, or trainer, is if you're experiencing a period of, I don't know, slower sales, questioning yourself, going through an identity shift, changing your programs, finding yourself growing out of your own work, your own brand, your own positioning, then what I would want to hear from you is, how are you managing that? What is it that you're doing to lead yourself through it? And if you're coming out on the other side, once you have, because you will, then I would want to know, like, I'll be sitting here in my couch with a big bucket of popcorn ready to watch the show. I would want you to tell me everything about it, because that's what I ask my mentors. I work with the most incredible people in my industry, and I don't ask them like, okay, so what do you do when everything works perfectly well? I ask them things like, Jesus, how did you manage like that one time when you put, I don't know, 500K into an event and it was just, you know, blown off because of some strange thing happening that you didn't have any influence on? Like, how did you navigate that? That's what I'm interested in. Because ultimately, that will tell you who the other person is. And it will also, and that's the thing, tell you about the true authority of that person. I see so many people in my industry taking one coaching certification after another. They're like able to, I don't know, create a wallpaper out of all the certification. But a lot of those people, I would never book a coaching or mentoring with. Never. Because I don't give a shit about what you have in your, like, in your drawer. Because what I want to see is lived experience. I want you to tell me the stories of how you're navigating the shit in your life. So, if you're finding yourself in a dip, if you're finding yourself in a period of transition, if you're finding yourself in a huge identity shift, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you will be knowing that I've managed a huge identity shift in the last 1.5 years. I've been talking about it here again and again and again. And guess what? A lot of clients came up to me saying, wow, thanks for sharing. I think it's so inspiring to hear like how you're leading yourself through it. I think it's so inspiring to see how you've changed your business in January 2026. It's so different now. Tell me more about it. Because people are not interested in hearing like what goes perfectly well for you and nothing changes and all of that. They're interested in how you navigate the lows, the challenges, the unexpected plot twists of your life, because that is what gives you the authority to lead them through it too. And vulnerability, sharing your truth, is going to do so many things for you. It's going to take away the fear of vulnerability. A lot of people are so scared to be vulnerable online. They're like, oh God, what if my neighbor listens to this? Or what if that colleague from, like, I don't give a shit about who listens to this. Like, this is my truth. This is my podcast. Why would I give a shit? Because I know that if I stop giving a shit and if I start sharing my truth with you, my fear of being seen is gonna decrease. And you're gonna connect with me on a deeper level, because ultimately, what is the glue between one human being and another? Well, is it your perfect coaching certification? No, I don't give a shit about that. The glue binding us together, connecting one human being with another is vulnerability. It's always been vulnerability. Look at your most intimate friendships. Why are these people your best friends? Is it because they're so damn perfect all the time? No. It's because you know their weaknesses. It's because they tell you the shit of their lives. It's because you know their deepest secrets and they know yours. And it's because you know they're not perfect. And there's something very freeing about that. And I would really encourage you to find some means of self-expression. I would really encourage you to find some way of expressing your truth, unfiltered, unhinged, unapologetic, because it's going to set you free. It's going to free you from, God, I feel like a fraud. It's going to free you from, God, what are people thinking? And it's gonna, and it's actually, it's paradox, right? Because vulnerability, it's like we're told it's something vulnerable, something leaving you exposed, when it's actually not. The more you're willing to be vulnerable in public, the more you're willing to share publicly what you're going through, the stronger you become, the less vulnerable in the true meaning of the word and the true sense of the word you will become. If you want to read an excellent book on vulnerability, find the work of Brené Brown. Brené Brown has been doing a lot of research on vulnerability and shame, and you should definitely be reading those books. So, number one, you are a human being. You are allowed to have low seasons. And no, having a low season, whatever that means for you, is not taking away your authority. It is not. And of course, there's a nuance to this. So if you're, let's say, what would be a good example? Okay, so if you're saying, okay, I'm going to teach you how to make $20 million from your stock, from your stock portfolio, well, then you should, in my opinion, really have done that with your own money. It's not okay to be teaching on that if you have 100 euros sitting in your bank account, right? We don't need to talk about that. So, of course, there's always a nuance to what you are selling, to what you're promoting, to what you are putting out there. Of course. But I know that you're absolutely able to find that nuance yourself. And a lot of times, especially us women, there are studies on this, by the way, like men are much more unapologetic. They're like, okay, I don't know anything about this, but I'm just going to put that on my website and have people pay $20,000 for it. Like, boom. And it's funny because one of the studies I read, they were like, it was so eye-opening because women oftentimes are so much better equipped, have the better education, are so much more self-reflective, but they wouldn't dare to put something on their website. So that's one thing. And I know, like, a lot of you women listening here, because that's my target group, my women, my audience are super highly educated, smart, reflected, kick-ass women. I know that because those are the people I find in my spaces. And I know that especially this target group, especially this kind of woman, tends to be so hard on themselves. And you are one of them. I bet you are. So please, like, cut yourself some slack, okay? Give yourself a break and let yourself be a human being. You do not have to perform at all times. And no, vulnerability is not going to take away from your authority, and I encourage you to share your lows. And I encourage you to demonstrate your authority by sharing how you navigate the shit of your life. Let's just put it like that, okay? And the second thing I want, or it's even the third thing, I think, because those were two points. Like, number one, cut yourself some slack. Don't be so hard on yourself. You're a human being, right? Number two was, your authority doesn't come from being perfect. Your authority comes from mastering the lows and sharing the wisdom from that with your audience. And thirdly, I want you to ask yourself, whenever you're going into that, oh, who am I to coach on this? Who am I to teach? Who am I to? Who am I to? Are you a product of what you're selling or not? Do you actually walk the fucking talk or do you not? And I want you to be radically honest. What I mean by this is, are you the living, breathing example of the principles that you are coaching, teaching, selling to your clients or not? My brand stands for, like, one of my claims, my mantras has always been, you are so much more likely to act yourself into a new way of being than to desperately try to think yourself into a new way of acting. So that's something that I'm a living, breathing example of. If you look at my life, how I lead myself, how I live, if you were to get my CV, you would see within 3 seconds that this is something I'm embodied in 1,000%. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be selling that to you. Because that's actually, that's dangerous. That's not authentic. Then I would be out of integrity, really. I cannot be telling my clients to experiment. I cannot be telling you to take massive action. I cannot be telling you, well, you know, honey, your confidence is going to come from taking massive action, not from slapping another affirmation on your mirror in the morning. Well, if I wasn't embodying that, I could not, like, I would have no authority in saying that to you. So your task is not to ask yourself, oh, do I do 50K months right now? Because if I'm only earning 30K, then I cannot be telling my clients how to, you know, launch a successful online business. No. But are you embodying the principles that you are selling? Another example, are you someone using the same very thing that you are selling? So for example, do you have a coach? Like, if you want your clients to spend 25K with you on a one-to-one container, is that something you are paying as well? Are you in high-level coaching? Do you have a personal coach? Do you have a business coach? Do you have a mentor? Do you work with people on the same level that you want other people to work with you? Because if you don't, no, you're not embodying the principles that you're selling. I do have a coach. I do have a mentor. Not only one, several ones. I spent 25K on a mentoring a couple of months ago. So that is why I'm embodied in that as well. I have every reason to expect you to buy from me as I buy from others, because I walk the talk. If I were to be someone only downloading the next freebie or just doing some free cheap courses, well, I could not be expecting you to join my high-level containers, could I? If I had never booked a VIP day with someone, like really working in depth with someone, why the fuck would I be expecting my clients to do that with me? And also, and I know you know that, there's a nuance to that too. You don't have to be like claiming or buying all the products that you're selling yourself. It's ultimately, it's about principles. It's about values. It's about lived experience. It's about embodiment. And I want to say something about embodiment because I think it's something a lot of people are missing. I truly believe, and that's something I'm willing to have engraved on my yardstone, on my, is it called like that in English? Like the thing on my graveyard. I you could put that on my gravestone, my yardstone. If I lost the thought, Jesus, I lost the thought because I was thinking so hard about, is it called yardstone, gravestone? I don't know. Now I get the thought again. So the thought is, the most valuable thing I can offer you as my potential client is being embodied in what I'm coaching and teaching on right now. If I'm not embodied in what I'm teaching and coaching on right now, the topics, the containers, the way I'm working with you, which has changed a lot. For example, my coaching style is much more collaborative now. I'm done with I'm the coach and I know the way and this is my blueprint and you're going to follow it. I'm done with that. Why? Because that doesn't feel like that's nothing I'm embodied in right now. That's not who I am in this season of my life. So the most valuable thing I can offer you and the most valuable thing you can offer your audience is truly being embodied in what you are bringing forward now. Not what set you on fire 5 years ago and then you keep babbling about that because you feel like, yeah, well, that's something I'm known for now. No. If you dare to coach, teach, talk, record a podcast from your embodiment level in this very moment, your audience is going to feel that. You feel that through this audio, don't you? You can feel my words. You can feel that everything I'm saying here is coming from me. There's a huge difference. There would be a huge difference if I was just to babble about something that interested myself like 5 years ago for the matter of recycling that so you have something to listen to. But I don't want to be doing that. I don't want to be doing that. That's why I retired all my programs in January. Because I said to myself, I'm not embodied in that right now. Like I know how to coach and teach on these topics. I know that because I've been through it myself. But I'm at a different point right now in my business, in my life. And I want to be coaching and teaching from lived experience because I think it's so much more powerful. Because then I am more interested in the journey. And I think there's nothing more dissatisfying, which also ultimately leads to imposter syndrome, by the way, than if you're like, yeah, well, I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to recycle that program because it worked before, but I don't feel excited about it myself. I do not feel excited about embarking on this journey with my clients because I already know what's going to happen. I don't feel excited about talking about this topic for the 50th time in my life because I already know the questions that are going to come up. And I know a lot of people do that in my industry. I'm not willing to do that anymore because I think ultimately, I owe you my aliveness. And I don't feel alive if I'm not coaching, teaching, mentoring from my lived experience in the very moment. So, my love, I'm gonna rewind a bit to sum this up. If you're in a low season, whatever that means to you, and if you're feeling like a fraud or an imposter, and if you're asking yourself, who am I to tell my clients and who am I to coach on this because it's not working for myself right now? Then, first of all, give yourself a fucking break, okay? You are a human being and yes, you are definitely allowed to have a low season. Secondly, it is not about hiding that and just like putting up a perfect mask and then, you know, making another Instagram post about why everything works so perfectly well. That is gonna, and that's dangerous because that is going to make you feel like a fraud even more. And I encourage you to really be transparent. I encourage you to share with your clients what you're going through. And it's not going to take away from your authority at all. It hasn't taken away anything from my authority to share openly in a podcast that thousands of people listen to what I've been going through in the last 1.5 years. On the contrary, the people I'm finding myself in my DMs, the people asking for high-level coaching are kick-ass women. And they're like, God, thanks for sharing that. It made me feel seen. It gave me the space to share what I'm going through as well. And always remember, vulnerability is not going to make you exposed. It's going to make you strong. And it will allow you to connect with other people on a so much deeper level. And thirdly, please, if you're having imposter syndrome right now, just ask yourself, am I embodying the principles? Not the results, that's a different thing, right? So am I embodying the principles, the basic principles and values that I'm selling myself? If you can put like a check there, if you can say, yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am, then you have nothing to worry about. If you can't, well, my love, then it's time to do some work. And if you want to work on these topics because you find yourself in a transition, if you're finding yourself in an identity shift, or you don't even know it's an identity shift, but you just feel off. You feel like you've grown out of your topics, your work, your creative expression. You don't really know what's going to happen next. You feel like an imposter. You feel like, God, why is this so heavy? And at the same time, you have this inner knowing that you're here to create something big, something unique, something creatively alive that only you can create. Then holla at me, baby. I'm here for you. You'll find a link in my show notes, and I have some new one-on-one options. And I will be launching something new, a mini mind soon for women who are going through transitions and who want to be seen in that, who want to be held in that, who want to talk to other powerful, beautiful, creative women in the process, and who want to do that from a place of collaboration rather than, here's your 5-step blueprint to success, because that's nothing I stand for. And I want you to know you are doing good. You're perfectly fine as you are. Don't be so hard on yourself. Do not make your results mean anything about you. They don't. If at all, they mean something about the decisions that you're making. And if you want different results, time to make different decisions, all right? So I hope this was helpful. Visit me on @FemalePurpose on Instagram. Share with me, comment on this podcast episode, and see you in the next one.